Dr. O, what are some of the major concerns with swallowing too much water?
It's almost impossible not to swallow a small amount of water, but if you're particularly in more, shall we say, rigorous swimming activities like at water parks or diving and lots of jumping, the amount of water that you can swallow, it gets to be to an amount that where you might be actually swallowing some bacteria, pathogens, or even microscopic parasites when you do so.
Now, are there swimming areas that have more of these types of bacteria or pathogens?
Some of the venues where we see this are particularly in wading pools that are designed for small children. Unfortunately, a lot of kids still aren't toilet trained, so they're wearing swim diapers. And swim diapers aren't really a very good containment device for feces. So particularly, there's two that are microscopic parasites. One is called Giardia, and the other is called Cryptosporidium. And these wading pools are nice and warm, and parasites can persist in them for some time.
It's interesting when you say that, because I think about there are times where I've swallowed water, and I actually have gotten sick, you know, later on. And so, I mean, obviously there's a lot floating around in the water.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a good indication of what could be out there.
You know, most community swimming pools try really hard to keep their water clean. They test their water and then, you know, provide adequate levels of chlorination. This usually takes care of the bacteria, but some of these small microscopic parasites sometimes can get through that. Another area besides the wading pools are water parks, you know, where you're going down these big slides and tubes and such. And there's been a few outbreaks of both of those parasites attributed to water parks. So it's important to try to keep it out of the mouth as best you can.
What about lakes or rivers?
Lakes and rivers may be a problem for some different pathogens. Occasionally we'll see a bacterium called leptospirosis that can be gotten for swimming in water, particularly if there's been large rainfalls right before it. And then very rare, we've probably had a couple cases in the last 10 years is all here in North Carolina, but an amoeba that if you're jumping into warm, stagnant ponds, the water from that warm, stagnant pond can get up into the nose, and very rarely there's an amoeba that can get through the top of the nose and enter the brain and cause a very serious infection. So if you're swimming in warmer, stagnant water in ponds, it's better not to have such forceful jumping and to try to keep the water out of your nose.
Wow.
The ocean itself is perhaps a bit safer, and most of our beaches test for bacteria, which is fecal coliforms, you'll hear it called. And if those counts get too high, they'll actually close the beach. But that doesn't happen too often. There's a lot of mixing and new water brought in on beaches. But lake beaches sometimes are closed because of fecal coliform contamination.
Are certain groups more prone to the illness from water, or children maybe, or does it really matter?
Yeah, I think children are probably the highest risk to get ill from swallowing water for some reasons. One is because the wading pools can be a bit of a problem for having these small parasites in it. It's also harder to keep kids from swallowing the water. They just don't have those reflexes to,
yeah,
to try to protect themselves as much. But, you know, keep an eye on them. And if they fall in, you know, pick them up, grab them before they have a chance to swallow the water.
You know, what do you do if you swallow all of this water, or you know you swallowed a lot of water? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I wouldn't do anything if you've just swallowed it, you know, other than if you get a diarrheal illness a few days afterwards and it seems to persist, then you should see your healthcare provider. And we can test for these infections due to it. And most of them, fortunately, just go away on their own. In fact, the vast majority of them, over 90% of them, will just go away by themselves. But if the diarrhea persists and you test positive, then particularly Giardia and the bacterial infections can be treated. It's not a huge public health problem, but it can happen.
Wow. I guess you don't even think about any of that. You're just
having
fun.
Yeah, it's probably bad. I'm not telling people that, you know, I go to water parks, and I go into community swimming pools, and I don't spend much time worrying about this, but I also try not to swallow the water.
Yeah, just keep your mouth closed, right?
Keep your mouth closed. That's always good advice. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Ohl. I appreciate it.
All right.
It.